All right, it's time for ESPN College Football Pick'em for week number 5. We got 10 games that we're going over. Let's go ahead and get to it.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, let's go ahead and dive in. First off, like the video, subscribe to the channel. You guys know what to do. I'm here every single week doing this stuff. So if you would, kindly support, like the video, tell your friends about it, all that. Subscribe to the podcast as well. And if you want my official plays, you want some extra stats, some bonus content, etc., bettingcfb.com is where you can do that. $5 a month or $50 for the entire year. I would certainly appreciate you guys helping out there. All right. Don't forget, the BetUS College Football Show. That's right, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a link in the description for that. Let's pull it up. Let's get to it. Week number 5, we're going to start off here with Minnesota and Michigan. All right, so let's take a look at the numbers here. Stats, really like Minnesota to keep this thing close. That Minnesota strength of schedule is certainly not great. The score here has been opponent adjusted, but I don't know. The Michigan offense still seems to be a problem. Minnesota's defense is actually pretty good, pretty decent, but as far as like offensive line yards, et cetera, that's kind of an issue. My number up here at the top, that is my power rating plus stats. It's got Michigan favored by a little over 7.5 points. So when I look at this, this thing is expanded all the way out. Power rating, if you toss in home field advantage, let's give them 3 points. I've got it 32.41 to 25.19. So just make it 35.41 to 25. So you're looking a little over 10 points, but not quite to 10.5. So let's make this easy. We'll go back over here. I'll take Minnesota plus the 10.5. Only 17% of the people have picked that. So there you go. Wisconsin at USC. That's a tricky one. Take a look at the numbers there. Loves USC minus 18.53, just the stats number. Up at the top, power rating plus stats, USC minus 15.5. And yet we're sitting here at 14.5. Maybe this is one we'll call the body blow element. Although I don't feel great about... I do not feel good about going through that key number. USC got absolutely whipped last week on the line of scrimmage. Now, they were explosive enough to find a way to come back and be in the game. If they hadn't thrown the pick six, they probably would have won the game. If you don't give up a 4th-and-1, you would have won the game. I mean, there's a lot of different things. That game was so close on the margins. But Wisconsin is just not very good, and I don't think that Locke can keep them in this game. So... oh, I don't like it, but here's what we're going to do. We'll take Wisconsin plus the 14.5. We're going against the model on this. Too many people like you. Man, no, I'm sticking with the model. I done talked myself out of it. All right, I'll take USC minus 14.5 on that. All right, next up, Colorado and UCF. Okay, so 66% have taken Colorado. Let's take a look at the numbers here. All right. I've got UCF minus 20. Power rating plus stats has got UCF minus about 15 here. So right on the number. UCF at home, it's going to be humid. I'm talking humid because a hurricane will have just gone through that part of the world. There is a chance of rain on Saturday, like 70% chance of rain at the time that they're now. We'll see what ends up happening with the hurricane, where it ends up going, but still, UCF should be able to run the ball all over Colorado. Colorado, number 83 in stuff rate. UCF is number 4 in stuff rate allowed, number 3 in offensive line. I mean, they should be able to do that, but if you look at this, UCF. Terrible pass defense. I mean, just atrocious. All this red right here. They're not good at really anything against the pass. So if Colorado is able to keep them from getting to the quarterback, then yeah, it should be all right. But I mean, my number's still heavily lean UCF. I don't like it at this number though. Really don't like it at that number. All right, here's what we're gonna do then. We're gonna go back over here. 66% of people have taken Colorado in this spot. You know, we'll go with the model. -14.5. We'll go contrarian on a lot of this. Okay, Mississippi State and Texas. Texas, a 38.5-point favorite at ESPN. I mean, the stats are just... Oh, that is abysmal. Texas by 47.66. And now State doesn't have Blake Shapen at quarterback, so that obviously hurts. He's out for the year. I'm looking at a couple of different things here. I think Texas has covered every spread. I think Quinn Ewers is going to be back. This is the first SEC game at home for Texas. They're going to be pretty amped up for this one. Yeah. Okay. We will go with Texas, -38.5. We're definitely not contrarian there. I don't like the fact that it's through a key number. Also, don't care. Mississippi State could be really bad. Really bad. All right. Ohio State, a 25.5-point favorite on the road at Michigan State. And Michigan State is a well-coached football team, but I got to tell you, the stats are all over Ohio State in this one. The power rating plus stats has Ohio State by 28.5. And it's gone up. It was 24.5 now, or then it, yeah, it's 25.5 now. Okay, so it opened at 24.5 when I created the spreadsheet. So this Michigan State defense is pretty good. They're not great. And Ohio State, I think, has been ready to get into conference play for a little while. This will be like their first actual test, I think you can call it. I'm going to trust the model on this. Even the power rating has got Ohio State by 23, a little over 23. We could count home field advantage, except that I'm pretty sure that Ohio State is just going to run them out pretty early. Number one in PPA margin. Michigan State is number 45. That Michigan State offense, if Aiden Childs is giving them the football as much as he has given it to everybody else, that is going to be a major, major problem. So, stats number, we will take Ohio State, -25.5.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up, Stanford, a 21.5-point dog on the road at Clemson. And let's take a look, shall we? Stats like Clemson -22, Stats plus power rating likes Clemson minus 19.5. Stanford just played at Syracuse. I think they flew back home. They've got an extra day in there, so maybe that helps. Clemson has just been routing teams. As bad as they got beat in week one, they are now number 17 in PPA margin, but that defense is still feeling it, right? Defense still not great, but they are good against the run, and that is what Stanford likes to do. But can they defend Ayo Manor, right? Just a fantastic wide receiver. It's at 22. I'll trust the numbers here. I will go against Clemson on this. So give me Stanford plus 21.5. Going with a lot of dogs here. A lot of dogs. All right, Georgia, a 1.5-point favorite at Alabama. And Georgia did not look very good against Kentucky. Let's look at the numbers. The stats model would have Alabama a 17.15-point favorite. Power rating plus stats has Bama by 9.34. Pure power rating, tack on 3 points for home field, you got 48.87 to 44. So, about a 4.5-point favorite for Alabama, which means that we're going the opposite way. Looking at the five factors rank, Alabama leads in that, at least as far as the, now five factors plus talent, Georgia heads that up, which is very interesting. I got to look into these numbers, figure out what's going on here. Yeah, that's interesting. Georgia, not great in the first half. Alabama starts hot, and Kalen DeBoer is aggressive, where Nick Saban really wasn't as aggressive. Georgia has not been able to run the ball. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. Now, part of that could be that against Clemson they didn't have Etienne and et cetera, et cetera. And they've had guys out, but they're number 90 in PPA per rush, number 67 in rushing success rate, number 95 in rushing explosiveness. Alabama is better than that on defense on all of those things. As far as Alabama's offense, pretty good at throwing the ball, but number 72 in rushing success rate, well, Georgia's defense is number 82. Number 3 in rushing explosiveness, well, Georgia's number 6 in rushing explosiveness allowed. This is going to be interesting. Georgia, pretty good at stuff rate. Alabama has not been good there. But throwing the ball, you know, we'll see exactly what that looks like. Does Alabama have the wide receivers that can go over the top against Georgia? That's what we're curious about. So we'll take Alabama in this spot, plus the 1.5. All right, moving along, and we've got another top 25 matchup. Number 19, Illinois against number 9, Penn State. You would think that this shouldn't be a 17.5-point spread, but Penn State is favored by 17.5 here. Only 25% of the people have picked Penn State. But when you look at the model, stats have got Penn State by 19.42. Power rating plus stats have got Penn State by 17.5, exactly on the dot. We'll trust the stats. I think that Penn State can score a little bit. Now, they're missing a safety right now. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference, but you never know with these things. This Illinois offense, number 13 in PPA per pass. However, they're only number 70 in passing success rate, so they're having to be explosive. And they're number 28 in passing explosiveness. Penn State is actually pretty good at defending that. Number 42 in passing explosiveness allowed. Havoc rate allowed. Penn State is number 31 on defense. Illinois is number 63. And then Illinois has not been able to run the ball at all. So, on the other side, Penn State's offense, significantly improved. Number 13 in PPA per drive thus far. Illinois' defense is number 59. Yeah, let's trust it. Let's go with it. We will take Penn State at minus 17.5. I think they can win by 3 touchdowns. We'll see. There's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be a whiteout. So, all right, we move to the nightcap. Utah, a 12.5-point favorite at home over Arizona. Let's get those stats pulled up. We don't know what's going to happen with Cam Rising again this week. It is what it is. The Wilson kid is actually pretty good. Arizona just got manhandled by Kansas State. Manhandled. Their defense is pretty atrocious. Number 92 in PPA allowed per drive. Utah, their offense is kind of eh. They're whatever, but their defense, like, I don't think Arizona's going to be able to score on their defense. So, power rating plus stats, I've got Utah by 13.5. Stats-wise, I've got Utah by close to 18 points. Is this a letdown spot for Utah? If I've got Utah with a point of value, do we take them? I'm going to go... Okay, hold on. Let's look at the Utah defense. All right, really, really good against the pass and pretty good against the run, and Arizona's not good running the ball. Number 71 in rushing success rate. They're terrible in passing success rate, but they are pretty explosive, but Utah's good at defending that. All right, let's go with everybody else. Let's go Utah, minus 12.5. All right, last game of the day. All right, Oregon, a 24.5-point favorite in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. 69% of people have taken Oregon minus the 24.5. Let's pull up the stats. I've got Oregon minus 27.9. Power rating plus stats has got UCLA, or has got Oregon favored by 21.25, it looks like, up here. UCLA's offense... not good. They're number 129 in PPA per rush. That is what Oregon is not good at stopping. So, on the other side, Oregon offense, number 31 PPA per pass, number 31 PPA per rush. And UCLA is pretty good at defending the rush, although they are number 87 in rushing success rate allowed, so that's not good. But they don't allow you to have explosives. That's all right, because Oregon is the dink and dunk variety. They just 3 yards in a cloud of dust, whatever, with their running game. Their explosiveness is on the passing side. They're number 42 in passing explosiveness. Well, UCLA's defense is number 131 in that spot. It is so difficult to take. Let's trust the power rating plus the stats model. We'll take UCLA at home plus 24.5. Only 31% of people have taken that, so let's do that. All right. The last question, how many total points will be scored in Georgia versus Alabama? Let's go back over here, and let's see. The model says 65. Let's see, 49.5 was where it was. Let's go over, but not go over that much. Let's say 50. We will do 50 for that. All right. Easy enough. The picks are auto-saved, and now... we're good to get out of here. Check out TicketSmarter.com. Use the promo codes WCE10 or WCE20. WCE10 is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. WCE20 is that one. The numbers are in the description. Very easy to do. Remember, BetUS College Football Show, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. BettingCFB.com if you want to become a member and support me and what I'm doing and get some plays that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so we're 18-11 on the season, I think. So we're doing pretty well. Went 5-2 last week, so not too bad on those. And all those things are emailed to you if you are a member. So subscribe, like the video, and I think that's going to do it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.